Hello. Who is that talking? Or is that from Romney talking?
It was a clip from the debate, and it was Trump and Rubio and all of them screaming at each other, and it ended with Kasich. And then that was the bit.
I know you have to go. Come over here. Just sit. He's like, it's kind of hot in here for him, so he's like trying to find a place to.
I know. I'm pretty sweaty. I'll get the start now. I'll get the.
All right. So, Mama June, Honey Boo Boo, was rushed to the hospital for falling down her stairs. And then when she came to, she fainted a couple more times. They're doing blood tests, or they took her blood, and they're waiting for the results to come back to see. They say that she's been dieting very hard lately, and maybe that is what caused it.
So did they have any pictures? Like, were you able to, no? Just...
There's a picture of her, Honey Boo Boo, like, over her hospital bag.
So you can't tell if she's lost any weight, if she's,
not really.
She's still big fatty.
But she's supposed to be on an episode of Botch to get skin removed.
If she's getting skin removed, then she has to have lost some weight.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably looks bizarre.
It's probably just like that Sam Smith, EJ Johnson, and...
But she's got to be really bizarre because she was really fat, and she had the fat neck. So
yeah.
She had, like, Sam Smith didn't have the fat neck. He was just
big dude,
big fat. Like that. Mama June actually has that neck.
No neck fat.
Yeah, it looks like a goiter, big goiter. So, yeah.
Corey Taylor, the frontman of Slipknot and Stone Sour, on Wednesday nights, it premiered last night, has his own show with Apple Music on Beats One, and it's called A Series of Bleeps, where he basically, he discussed with them, and they're on tour right now, so Wednesdays he does like 1 hour, and then they do a replay Thursday afternoon. And he talks about music, plays music, and he was talking about the hip-hop industry last night, about how when he grew up and how music has changed, where music used to mean something. Even in the rap world, it meant something, where, you had N.W.A. and you had Dre and you had Eminem, and they would rap and it would, like, have a meaning to it. And now... He says that now you just put up a singer and they're just there to sing to get laid, which is cool. You got to, find your voice, but it's just different. And but he then said that, he's going to stay focused on the rock world and heavy metal and that genre. But talk about other things, too.
So it's on Apple TV.
No, Apple Music. Beats One on Apple Music. iTunes.
So I guess it's like a podcast.
Yeah, he has his own podcast.
I thought it was also like him talking, like, hi, how you doing? It's video, and I didn't know it was
I don't know if it's video. I don't know what the extreme measures of that is. I just know that he has his own show now with Beats One on Apple Music called The Series of Bleeps. Because he's uncensored. His whole thing is being uncensored. He's like, if I want to say something, I'll say it. Nah.
Well, that's good. That's very nice.
Sig Hansen, the star of Deadliest Catch, was at sea doing what he does best.
Driving
when
his
all
boat.
Of a sudden, he started feeling horrible pains. And he wanted to keep going, but his crew was like, no, Captain, you should, we should get you to shore so you can get, and he's like, no, I'm gonna keep going. But they ended up calling the ambulance, and they airlifted him out of the boat and sent him to the hospital.
Did he have a heart attack?
No, he's fine.
I used to watch that show.
Yeah, that show's intense.
Yeah,
I've seen like one episode during Shark Week.
Yeah, I used to watch it like all the time. And you know, it's funny. It's one of those shows that you kind of get, hooked in to the whole concept.
Yeah.
But like any of those shows that kind of sucks you in, you kind of get burned out of it.
Yeah.
Like because it gets repetitive. The novelty of these guys fishing for, you know, for the crab and the drama that happens, it kind of takes its course because it's the same thing. It's the same five boats. Yes, they switch up different ships and different seasons, but they have, revolving characters that are part of the show.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, you go, oh, I've seen this. Or
you know, that's the thing. It's like, it's one of those shows that you watch when there's really nothing else on. Like how, you know, you watch The Dog Whisperer only because there's just kind of nothing else on. Because Caesar Milan, it's the same thing. You're going to a person's house with an evil dog like ours, and he trains it, and he does all these tricks, and you're like, aww. And then, but it's like the same thing, just a different species.
Yeah. After a while, it plays itself out, and it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But if you've never watched the show, you'll get hooked for a couple seasons. I mean, I actually bought a season on DVD. Like that. DVDs were still somewhat of a big deal back in, I think it was 08. I think it was 08. I got into the show, and what happened was they were doing a marathon, getting ready for like season 3,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh man, I want to see, you know, season 1. I want to see how this all started, how all these characters became what they are. Because season 1 went into season 2, season 3. Now, you know, people that are on the show now, some are from season 1, but a lot of they're just new. And I actually bought the DVDs because they were on sale, because it was towards the end of the DVD business kind of falling, and all the stores that had big DVD departments were kind of going out of business, and they're putting stuff on sale. And I think it was 1995 for season 1 or whatever, and I bought it. So there you go. It is what it is.
I was obsessed with Laguna Beach, and I bought the first season on DVD.
There you go. There you go. All right, what else?
So Amy Adams did an interview with British GQ, and they asked her about, you know, because Jennifer Lawrence is very outspoken about the pay gap with the women versus men. And Amy Adams, you know, she's like, no, she disagreed on the statement, not with Jennifer because she loves Jennifer, but she disagreed on the statement because, you know, it's just one of those things that you know the pay, but it's you who decides at the end if you are going to take that job or not. And that the people that work, you hire people to negotiate those deals. That's what those people are there for, to negotiate the pricing and the pays and what's going to be done. And that's your choice.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the whole pay thing is funny because it's like, if you don't like the pay, don't take the job.
Exactly.
And if you say, well, you want to give me $3 million to be in American Hustle 2, I want $4 million. If they want you bad enough, you feel that you're worth it, then you'll get the $4 million.
Yeah.
If not, they'll say, we don't want to give it to you. We don't feel we need to pay you that. We could get another actress and pay her 3, and it won't hurt our movie.
Yeah.
You know, that whole pay thing is just, it's really a bizarre situation because you're not talking about a government job, or you're not talking about an office job. You're not talking about a factory worker where the job is widgets. So, you know, here comes the thing. Boom, boom, boom. Next box. Boom, boom, boom. We're not talking about lifting heavy objects. We're talking about jobs that a man and a woman can do equal. An equal job. Pay, in that sense, should be equal. So you're putting widgets, you're stacking widgets, whatever. You get paid $10, I get paid $15. That's not fair. But when you're talking about acting, you're talking about music, you're talking about sports, you're talking about all these things, to say equal pay is absurd because the job isn't equal. And if you're in The Martian and you're Matt Damon and the movie's all about you, of course you're going to be paid more than the girl that's in The Martian that's second or third billing. Yeah. I mean, it's absurd to say, oh, well, Matt Damon gets $20 million. She should get $20 million. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
It's not how it works. It's absolutely not how it works. Like I said, if you're a district attorney, you're Marcia Clark, or you're Christopher Darden, or whatever, and you are equal as far as you're a DA, you're not a senior DA, you're same DA, same amount of years, but one gets paid $25,000 more only because they're a girl or they're a guy, that's wrong. But, I mean, the hell, Amy Adams shouldn't make as much as Christian Bale.
Exactly, because the movie's not about her. It's not about Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. You know?
It was about Christian Bale.
Yeah, it's about Christian Bale. Christian Bale's the star.
Yeah.
He is the movie.
He's in every
It's about him. The movie wouldn't have been successful without Christian Bale as the lead. He's the guy. Same thing with Batman. You know, it's insane. But anyways, go ahead.
George Clooney told BBC that he might retire because, you know, he's getting old and cameras just make you look even older, and he doesn't like that. And you have to be wiser of what roles you're going to take on, because there's not that many that take old people. And it's like, I could have sworn I heard George Clooney say he might retire because he's getting old like five times already. Like in the past like 5 years, every year he has said, I might retire. It's like,
retire.
Then just retire, Mr. Hail Caesar.
I think he's going to retire because he hasn't done a good movie in a while.
Yeah, and he's got the wife, and he wants to be Mr., you know, environmental.
Well, I could see Clooney positioning himself to make a run for a senator or something like that. I'm going to retire from acting. My wife is, I mean, I'm not the only person that has said this. People think this was all very strategic. Not that he doesn't love his wife or like her, but he went from model to actress, to being a single guy, to just playing the field, to all of a sudden getting married to a human rights lawyer who is respected around the world. He's taking less jobs as over-the-top characters. They're more indie-ish type gigs.
Yeah.
Talking about retiring. It's obvious that one could assume he's possibly going to run for governor, run for, yeah, senator, why not? If Ronald Reagan can run for governor and Donald Trump can run for president, why the hell can't George Clooney run for Congress or run for a Senate? I think the Trump phenomenon has definitely opened the eyes to a lot of celebrities who are now going, you know, I could do this. And I'm not talking about your BS Kanye West, but legitimate people. You know, Clint Eastwood, he was a mayor. Sonny Bono was a congressman. Fred Thompson, the late Fred Thompson, was a congressman. He ran for president. So it's been done before, but I think people are looking at the Trump run going, you know, these other people, aside from Eastwood, weren't huge stars. They weren't huge. I mean, Sonny Bono, he was big with Cher, but it was only a brief time, and then it kind of faded. Fred Thompson was a character actor. I think people like Clooney look at the Trump phenomenon and go, I could do that. I'm good looking. I'm well educated. I speak, you know, very well. I could do this.
Yeah.
I could easily run for Congress or run for Senate, and I could pull this off. And so I think he's angling, not next year, but if he pulls himself out of the movies and then starts to kind of get more active in the political community, you know, different rallies, just different things to kind of get him ready.
And, you know, you got to imagine he's invested all that money. So it's not like he like needs a paycheck from acting. It's not like he's like, oh my gosh, I need money.
Yeah.
I just think he really likes acting, and it's hard for him to, like, he says it, I might, but it's like deep down, he's like, doesn't know if he's going to miss it. And
yeah, well, I think a lot of these guys need a second act. You know, Eastwood kind of needed a second act, because as you see, the older actors don't have these monster starring roles in these $300 million blockbuster. You know, De Niro was in the, and what's her name? The intern. Anne Hathaway.
You're talking about Joy. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
De Niro's in with Anne Hathaway. It's like, okay, you know, okay, you're the intern. He's in Joy as the dad. It's not a starring role. You know,
Grandpa.
He's in the grandpa. So, you know, it's limited. It's De Niro.
Yeah.
They don't just give that to any old dude. So you need a second act. Eastwood, his second act was directing. He's a director. He's a top-notch Academy Award-winning director.
Yeah.
So he transitioned from being the bare-knuckles fighter and Dirty Harry cop to being this director that people, you know, studios beg
to have.
Hey, Clint, will you do a movie for us? Yeah, sure. Okay. And maybe he puts himself in it and it's a hit. Who knows? But, you know, you need a second act. And I think Clooney's going, all right, what's my second act? I got this wife who's basically in politics, so to speak. How do I transition? Because that would be fun. Al Franken, guy, an SNL writer, can be a senator and go from being the guy that is in, you know, a cameo in Trading Places and appearing with a gorilla to Mr. Serious, and yes, I'm Al Franken, and people forget the guy was just a complete goofball on SNL. I think Clooney goes, I can do it. So that's my two cents on the Clunes.
And now it's time for sports news.
Give it to me.
All right, so Arian Foster has been released from the Texans, which is big. Now, thing is, if he didn't tear his Achilles 4 months ago, maybe he could have stayed on. But he was undrafted in 2010 by them, so he's been with them for six seasons. And they just don't want hurt people.
Yep.
But I'm sure someone will pick him up because he's still really good.
Yeah.
Like that thing heel and in the draft. Maybe he can go down to Dallas. Just like
they definitely need a running back.
3 hours away. Since Jerry Jones doesn't want to draft a quarterback, want to get a quarterback, might as well. All right, so Kobe Bryant had to sit out after playing only 11 minutes in the Lakers and Nuggets game, where they lost 117-107, because his right shoulder is bothering him. Now, he actually had to sit out like two games because of it. But, you know, when I ask, are you going to sit out the rest of the season? He's like, no, why would I do that?
Yeah, he's got to play so they can make that money on his little retirement tour.
Yep.
And so they can also have that fund, the money, because the basic premise that people are saying that Lakers are now just tanking it so they get a top pick in the draft. Like, they're actually playing, not throwing the games, but they're purposely not playing the best and not having that fire so that they can get a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And now, with all that money that's coming in,
there's 20 games left, too, in the season.
Exactly. So
I can't believe that's quick. That, like, basketball season just went like that. There's 20 games left. They've played, like, so many games.
Well, remember. Yeah, they do. Well, they're like baseball, you know, every day. But remember, damn, playoffs are they go on for months.
Well, and then we're also getting into March Madness, which is college playoffs.
They go on.
It's crazy. Because after March Madness, April is when the NBA kind of starts, playoffs start.
They go until March. They go until after April.
Yeah.
Because we were in.
Because you do March Madness college because school finishes. And then April is getting close to the end. The mid-April is when playoffs start, and then May is whenever, like, all, like, the, you know.
I remember we were at your parents' house for the playoffs.
Yeah, which we will be there again because it's Daddy's birthday.
We were there last year. That's how I remember, because the Clippers. I remember watching the Clippers.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Aubrey McLeodon, he is 20% of the Oklahoma City Thunder owner. He died in a single man car accident. Now, this story is like a soap opera movie type thing.
Yep.
So 24 hours earlier, he was charged with rigged bids on oil and natural gas in Oklahoma.
Yep.
Purchases in Oklahoma. And then the next day, he's like speeding and like just going crazy and then rams into a wall and dies. 56 years old.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That's funny.
I seen that story.
Yeah.
And it was
when I saw it, I was like, this is straight out of a movie.
Yep.
Because it's like I kind of thought of Don Johnson in Blood and Oil for a minute.
Yeah. I seen that. I didn't read the whole story, but I just seen like a caption. I was like, wow, that's. Guy gets charged, the guy's in this investigation, and then he dies the next day.
It's almost like he killed himself.
Yeah. Who knows? It might come out that he did. He might come out that he took
like
his car
like
and just
in
drove it into
something.
Well, just drove it into a commit suicide by car wreck. That's happened. People have done that before. Get in a car and they go 100 miles an hour and they drive off a cliff or they go into just a brick wall.
I've heard women of postpartum depression doing that.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? We'll see. Or somebody cut his brake lines.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, go for it.
Michael Jordan, for the second year in a row, is the 486th richest person in the United States at $1.14 billion.
Wow.
Yes.
There you go. Michael Jordan, a billionaire.
He went
Black
from,
Lives Matter should go, he went go from, protest Michael Jordan.
He went from number 1,741 to 1,577, so he jumped up a lot this year.
All
right, well. You go, MJ.
A billionaire. Michael Jordan, a billionaire.
Yeah. Nice. He didn't have to moonwalk either to do that.
No.
I only say that because MJ, his initials are the same. That's the final story. Brett Anderson, the Dodgers' left-handed pitcher, is set for a back surgery after tearing a disc during Tuesday's batting practice.
That's no good.
I'm like, you shouldn't make your pitchers do that.
Yeah, that's no good.
But I know they have to because everybody...
In National League, you bat, you know?
Yeah, everybody gets a chance to bat.
Yeah, that's the thing in the National League. A lot of people argue that... It goes both ways. Some argue that that they should do it in both leagues. Some argue that the National League shouldn't make the pitchers bat because you have this half.
Oh, okay. So this is off the cuff. Now, this is my word to PETA. There is a Mets player who had a $7,000 pig. I thought it was a football player, but it's a Mets player, outfielder. And he can't keep his pig, so he sold it to a butcher. And PETA is super mad about that. Well, PETA, you should buy the pig if you're so mad. I don't understand why PETA just doesn't buy certain animals, especially if you have an organization like that. People are donating to you all the time, whether it's the wildlife, somebody. I can't afford a $7,000 pig. All right, I'd totally buy it. But I don't want that stinkiness around right now because I do want a pig, but I want like the little ones. I don't want no big pig. I want like the little tiny ones that are like the size of General. So.
I gave it to a
PETA.
Butcher.
Buy the pig from the butcher if you're so furious. I'm furious. I think it's disgusting. Like I said, I don't have $7,000 or even $10,000 to buy off the pig, so I can't do it. But
imagine
you guys
that.
Have it. You guys have it, so you do it.
Gosh.
That's it. My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is Rob's The Perry Show. We'll see you all tomorrow for Fun Friday. Or...